Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Natural Pines Resort, the adult playground, over 120 acres for those to enjoy being nude or the lifestyle and the adventures, a place to escape everyday life. Visit them today at www.naturalpinesresort.com and make sure you let them know Kazba sent you. Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I'm your host with your most, or some. I'm Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely Miss Amanda.
Hey.
On Mother's Day, she's a mother.
Am I?
You are. And you know what? I'm a motherfucker. Thank you. I've been working on that all day.
You
long.
Have not.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I've been. I always think about what the show's going to be about. I formulate it. It stews in my brain. Mm-hmm. It simmers.
Okay.
Okay. So, hey, great news. We're not going to start with a sex story because I got something better. This is way better. We got hate mail.
Did we
really? Yeah, we got hate mail. Yep.
How come I haven't been shared this?
Because I've just been stewing on it.
Oh.
Again, nut sacks too. So, no, we got hate mail from Tim in Pennsylvania. He has listened to the show, and, well, it's more directed towards me.
Asshole.
A little bit. Yep, it is. He proceeded to say that he listened to the last couple of our episodes.
Okay.
And that our style is boorish, and that we are rude, we are crude, and sound like uneducated jackasses, because everybody knows that lifestyle podcasts and shows are supposed to be educational and more like Dr. Phil. And I'm like, sweet. So he found us offensive. My use constant cussing and our that we're vulgar, and yeah. The nice thing is it took him a couple of shows to fucking figure it out. What a fucking tool. So
you wanted to see if it was a fluke, I guess.
Yeah. We just had one show where we lost our fucking mind and just started cussing. So yes, because we don't sound like Pillow Talk by Delilah, or fucking John Tesh Radio Network, that we're rude and crude. And that means what we're saying is not true. So, yeah. I was
okay.
Like, fucking rock the fuck on, pissing people off. Now that, yes. Let me put a clarifying statement out there for everybody, okay? We don't give a fuck. it's really pretty simple. I'm going to put it as easy as possible. You know what? I don't have a doctorate. I'm a doctor of love. But I don't have a doctorate. You don't have a doctorate, right?
No.
The views expressed in our show are
our opinions,
and they're based upon something called common sense. I know that not every one of our shows is about some titillating adventure that we want to, but here's what's really neat. We're like real people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so here's the deal. There are some people that can afford to jet set and go all over the world all the time. Like, that's not us.
No.
Yet. And we're like most of the people in the lifestyle that we're just like average people. And So luckily we pissed off some highfalutin snooty fucking dude from Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
And hopefully he'll tell all of his friends. Because you know what? The best press you can get is to have him tell a bunch of his friends, you've got to listen to these guys. These guys are so rude, don't you think? And then they listen to the shows and give us more numbers.
There you go. I just realized I don't have my phone to look at comments.
Oh, fucking fail. Womp, womp, womp.
I know.
Such
a failure.
I was pretty happy about that. So, yeah. Making haters. Now we're making haters in the podcast world. Yes!
You know, it was bound to happen. It was just when.
Oh, fuck yeah, it was. Like a cheap fucking suit. So, hey, the world famous sound guy comes skying in. Look for dirty pictures. So there you go. So I don't care what anybody else says, but awesome.
I got nothing.
We've been called shock jocks of podcasts before. So the thing is here's the deal. I'm not a sit on the couch and you know, let's talk like this so that we can reach a wider range of people.
There was,
you know,
one,
what? Fuck, you know, that.
I tried lying. before we actually started recording, and we were talking about it. I was like listening to podcasts, and I would hit one after the other. After 10 minutes, I was like, okay.
Well, and
move on.
And here's the thing: if it works for some people, rock on. Keep doing what you're doing; it works for mm-hmm. you. But we're going to do what we do, which is works for us. Hence why, if you watch the videos, if you're part of our page, Swinging with an Attitude, we're a little bit different than the average bear. I'm happy about it. Rawr!
I don't know how that makes us sound uneducated.
No, because I'm a tool. Anybody who says fuck a lot's dumb, I guess. Just because I know how to use cuss words in the appropriate
way. Not according to studies.
Yeah.
According to studies, those who use profanity are more intelligent.
I'm a fucking genius. Next thing up, we're going to be building the rocket ship. Okay, so there you go. So keep sending us your hate mail. Rock on, because, hey, you know what? I'll make your ass Facebook famous. I'm good with that. So please send us and bash us. Whatever works. Okay, now we do have actual questions that we can uneducatedly talk about tonight. So, and you want to know why we're this way? If you listen to the questions, you don't need a doctorate degree to answer them. Weird. You want to know what the first question is for tonight?
Oh, God.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, geez.
Dun, 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 dun. We need, like, theme music here. Okay, so the first question that we got from tonight...
I'm just like,
this came from deep in the heart of Texas.
You grow up there and you have to sing that in elementary school every flipping morning.
Do you know it
better.
Can you do it for us?
I can, but I'm not.
Okay, so
I can't sing.
So the
no, I'm not
it,
doing it.
Do
no.
it. Do it. Okay, so the first question is, what are the best pickup lines to use at a meet and greet? To get laid. Exactly. And okay, so this is why, look, you don't need a doctor to figure this out.
Don't what? Use them.
Hey, baby.
I've never had a pickup line used on me.
No, you probably have, but you probably just
perverted
mentally
people at work have said shit that I just go, really, yeah. Should you be saying that?
You probably have. You've just blocked it out. Okay. Remember, there's a couple things you need when you go to a meet and greet. Number one, you should smell good, so cologne and have bathed. Number two, maybe a breath mint is a good idea. Number three, maybe a condom if you're going to get lucky. At no point in time should you bring Ritz crackers and cheese. You don't need cheese. Now, I mean, if you're going to bring cheese, if it's like food sex, trust me, there'll be a memo sent out about that. No, hey...
If you want to be a smartass, I'm all in on that, being a smartass, because that'll make me laugh, and that'll win you points for...
So, okay, so wait a minute. So what you're saying
having
is...
Having a personality.
If someone's using... If they can pull it off that it was meant to be smartass, they got a chance to get in your pants. So
maybe.
So then does the pickup line kind of work?
Hey, no, baby. Because it has to come with a decent conversation afterwards.
Are you tired? You've been running around my mind all night long.
You want some fries with that? Huh? With that shake. I see your ass shaking.
No, yeah, so here's the deal.
You got mirrors on your pants? Because I can see myself then, yeah. Though. Really?
Well, yes, actually, I do have mirrors on my pants. Want to check it out? What? Whoa. No, so here's the thing. We talk about this all the time. One of the challenges that new couples have when they get into the lifestyle is, look, I know that it's a bunch of middle-aged people that all of a sudden are, like, you know, discovering how to talk to people again for the first time. We've been out of the dating scene forever, okay? So, you know, you don't really know how to do it. Here's a really good thing to do. YouTube, Saturday Night Live, Wild and Crazy Guys from the 70s. YouTube that. Watch that video. See how they do it. With the big collar, we're two wild and crazy guys, okay? And then do everything the opposite of that, okay? That's a really good way to maybe get laid. Look, the pickup line that you need is be yourself. Say, hi, I am, nice to meet you. No, like fucking carry a Kleenex or a handkerchief with you. So if it's the first time looking at... women's tits that you can do it legally without getting hit. You're not going and slobbering. You can keep the slobber to a minimum. You know, eye contact. They're up here. Okay. If you make enough eye contact, you'll get to see them. You can motorboat them at a later date. Don't stare at their tits. Don't fucking be a tool. Just be a person. And if you have a personality, you won't need those mirrors because you might actually get in that girl's pants. I have never once in all my life ever heard a girl go, you know, this guy, he said to me, he's like, are you an angel? Because you fell from heaven. And I just had to fuck him. I've never heard a woman say that. I've never heard a woman get picked up by any pickup line ever.
Now, if you say one I've never heard before, I'll probably laugh.
Yes. Well, yeah, absolutely. You're gonna, and that it's a good icebreaker. You can be a smartass with it. Sure, absolutely. But okay, so sound, a world famous sound guy is 26 years old, single in that world. It's to a degree. Do pickup lines work? And he's over there going, no, hell no. Okay, so it's not just us middle-aged people. Look, if you sound like or look like Herb Tarlick when you're doing this, you're doing it wrong. Just say no. Be yourself.
You need the dress shirt unbuttoned with all the chains.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if you're going to do that.
White belt, blue pants.
Hey, I
know. I'm like looking, going, you know, if you.
Oh, fuck you. Okay, yeah. I wear a chain. I wear my TCB necklace. But here's the deal. I've kept my. Of course, now I'm getting old, so I don't have as much sister. But even when it doesn't look like I've got a squirrel's tail trying to pop out of the top of my shirt.
No, you don't.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to do another thing on pickup lines here, though. This isn't necessarily a pickup line. This is on how you dress. Okay. Take a look in your closet. Okay, wives, this is especially for you. This is especially for you because here's the deal. You are responsible if your husband, boyfriend, whatever, goes out looking like a complete fucking tool. Okay, that's your fault because you let him out of the house that way.
Meet and greet, so you don't really see that many people dressed dumb.
What? The fuck you don't? Okay, you don't see as many chicks that are just in their tits out and they're just like, wah. You see a lot of dudes, the guy wearing fucking the cargo shorts, the ankle socks, Nike shoes, and the fucking polo shirt with the collar, not quite popped, but you know he kind of wants to. That motherfucker needs to go back to 1985 and go away. Well, yeah, okay, there's another example. Or the middle-aged guy, and I was guilty of doing this, thank God I stopped, thank you to my boys, for wearing the Affliction shirt, you know, and trying to look like you're 20. Now, you always...
When they first came out, it was okay.
Right, when they first came out, but now they have come and gone, and they need to go away. We know somebody that still always wears the same Affliction shirt. Think it through.
No, I know who you're talking about. The last time I saw him, I went, you're not wearing an Affliction shirt. And he goes, no, I'm not. I'm like going, oh, wow.
Congratulations. Yay. Look, here's the deal. Look at your wardrobe. Look how you dress. If you're wearing penny loafers, that's great. That says you're 50 plus.
Yeah, no. No. And I will correct you on this because you just did a wedding where there was a bunch of early 20-somethings and they were wearing the brown loafers and jeans. And
okay, let me ask you something about that early 20s group. How many of them look like they stood a snowball's chance in hell of getting laid with $100 in their pocket and a $50 hooker standing in front of them? Seriously, not a fucking one. Not a one.
One was married. His wife probably dressed him that way.
Oh, yes, and yeah, and I was just as surprised when I did that wedding, too. I'm saying. Look, I understand. Now, I'm the world's worst because you're always on my ass because I like to get light colored jeans.
That's just not 1990.
It's not 1990. You've made me throw away some of my ripped up jeans. It's not 1990. So, women, here's the deal. If you want to get strange dick, you need to make sure your significant other doesn't dress like a fucking dork and isn't out there totally screwing up your chance.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to work together as a couple to make sure that you are like ensuring that your significant other doesn't go off the reservation. You know what I mean? Because, and just start saying stupid shit.
Was it vibrating?
It's like a dildo on the table.
Well, that's because somebody sent you a sticker, and at first I'm going,
hey, remember,
who is sending you stickers?
Right, remember dog boobs? Remember? Okay, yes. So a profile picture, and her tits were painted like dogs at school, whatever. But remember, okay, remember how when they were new, how kind of off the reservation the husband went a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a responsibility to keep, which meaning they got really cheesy. They just went like, Ritz was being served everywhere. You need to make sure that if your significant other start acting like a cheesy, you've done it with me.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pull me aside and be like, hey, 80s boy, you want to quit it? So, you know, okay. And every guy, we're
thank God you have somebody to watch out for you.
Well, here's the reality. Every guy, the first time that you have actually reached this location where you are allowed and encouraged to stare at other women's asses, other women's tits, and if you get the chance to touch, feel, fuck another woman, you instantly become completely retarded. You're just like, you have no understanding of anything. Yeah, yeah. Look, I've been in this 10 years. It's still that way. I'm just like, you're like the noid running around there. You just want to touch shit, and you're like sniffing butts. It gets stupid. You just totally lose any vague form of common sense. Women, on the other hand.
Obviously, if you're sniffing asses.
Well, women on the well, I've been drunk enough at some of these. I've been on all fours, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Women, on the other hand, tend to generally be a little more under control. So it's your responsibility to, like, rein in fucking that cartoon wolf with his eyes going, wong, 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 his tongue slipping all the way across him. Hey, it's bad.
There you go.
Hey, look, how many times have I, like, that chick's hot, and you're like, really? Really? And then the next day you're like, show me a picture, and you're like, so this chick is hot, and you're like, oh, wait, what? No. You get caught up in the ether. You're all of a sudden like, it's like beer goggles without beer. And so then you walk up, you're like, hey, baby. And then you sound like Butthead, and you just like, and then you can't figure out why people don't call you back.
Imagine that.
What's your favorite pickup? You've never had anybody try a pickup line, even like in high school and stuff? Back in the day?
Like, I can remember that far back. It was a long time ago.
So here's what we're asking for. Send in your best pickup line to Miss Amanda, and if she'll pick the best pickup line, and we'll send you a Crazy Casbah, or no, we'll send you a Crazy Truth patch. The best pickup line, huh? And we'll read it out on the air. So the best pickup line, Miss Amanda is the sole judge. The best pickup line, you'll get a free Crazy Truth patch, and we will read it on the air. We'll make you famous.
There you go.
And if it's good enough, I if I were you, I'd include a dick pic. Who fucking knows? Maybe you'll get lucky.
Doesn't bother me.
You know what? That's what we won't share that. You know, that's what we should do for a meet and greet. This would be funny as shit. Why have I never thought of this before? Oh my God, I'm an idiot. Okay, so instead of name tags, what you have to do is that, okay, everybody talks about the unsolicited dick pic. So everybody to get in, you have to take and have a dick pic, and it'll be like a name tag. A dick pic or like a tit pic.
So people know who you are.
A dick pic or a tit pic. And that's what you wear for name tags. Hi, my name is, and it's just a picture of your cock. Or my name is, it's a picture of your tits. Oh my God, we still have to do that. That's awesome.
Lean over a little bit.
Why? Why?
Because Troy says he can't see his paddle.
Oh, sorry. Some self-promotion. Bastard. I love it. Good job. But no.
You can sit normal again.
here's what we can do with it. You can put your phone number on the back of it. So at the end of the, at any point in time, like if you're interested, you exchange your tit pic for his dick pic, and the numbers are on the back. This is the greatest thing ever. Yeah, it's like a business card with your dick on it. And then it's not unsolicited. By the way, that's copyrighted, motherfuckers. Don't need you guys try to take this from me. We're going to totally do this all over the place. What?
Beth loves the idea.
Yeah.
And then Tanya, as long as you don't use gum to adhere it, it's all good.
Ooh.
No, she did that at the Island Writers
That's
party.
Right, she did. That.
Ew.
Hey, by the way, you know what? It'll also help make sure people are keeping them clean and tidy. It's like when I know I'm going to have my picture taken, I shave, I, you know. So if you know that your dick pic is, if your dick is going to represent, your dick is going to be the ambassador to you, that fucker, you're going to make sure it's standing tall, it's all polished up, shaved up, looking sharp. Looking sharp. No, nobody wants a dull, dick.
Oh, my God.
Hey, well, I'm just saying. Okay, so there's a party idea, too. I really don't know what the question
really
was anymore.
He really does have ADD. Y'all know that, right? God, that was... I mean, he really does. And if you can't tell by now...
We're going to do it. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. Fuck key parties. Screw you, 1970s. We're going to up the ante now.
Dick parties.
Hey, you know what's going to be funny is how many people will walk into the vanilla. What you do is you have it in, you have it in a regular bar that people, like in a back room or whatever, to see how many people will be dumb enough to walk through the regular bar with their dick pic on their lapel. And even better yet, we've all seen it. You know when you go to the grocery store and you see the people, you can tell they were like a school function. They're still wearing around the name tag. Hi, my name is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is going to totally forget and be walking around the general public with their dick pic on their lapel. That is going to be the greatest thing
ever.
Oh,
God.
Sir, is that your... Why, yes, it is. Would you like my number?
Oh, God.
God. Awesome. Okay. Moving right along. I'm sorry, my brain is totally fucking...
think?
Cockaronis. Yeah, okay.
Is it a San Francisco street?
Well, it could be. If we do... you know what? That's another contest we could do. Okay, here's a contest for you.
I have no idea where it's going.
This is awesome. This keeps it simple, okay? No, this is too good. I will forget.
Okay. He will forget.
Here's the thing. Okay. I know this is perfect, though. Everybody, what we want you to do, we're going to go back to, let's be like kids, young and free, okay? We want you to take, using macaroni noodles, dried macaroni noodles, and we want you to make either a dick pic or a pussy pic just using noodles. Send them to us. Send them to us. And we will put them all up over the wall to display your art because, you know, we're all a big family. And what do? When somebody brings something home that you're proud of, one of the kids, you hang it up on the refrigerator. So send us dick pics and pussy pics made of noodles. And we will hang them on the wall. And you know what?
Scratch that. So my brain's still thinking about you saying key parties. Well, right. Isn't a dick kind of a key?
It kind of is.
So everybody puts a picture of their dick in a bowl, and whoever's dick you draw, you get
there.
You get to talk to them.
You have to find them first.
Oh, that could be tricky.
It could be. Excuse me. You're bending down. It kind of looks close. I'm not for sure. Stay right here. Could you get that a little more erect for me? Turn it in the light.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so now we got two different parties. I want the dick noodles. I want the pussy and dick pics and noodles.
Should have saved that for your kid camp out.
Well, we can have other things. I know the sound guy's going, you're giving away all the good shit. Don't worry, I'll come up with more. Yeah, we want that. 5100 Van Dorn Street.
I'm like, I don't know the address.
Number 68.
Don't look at me.
46. Lincoln, Nebraska, 68506.
You said that with more confidence. Casbah
Inc. Send us your macaroni, pussy, and dick artwork. We'll give some patches away. I don't fuck care. This is awesome. How
Does
we doing?
It have that be macaroni noodles or any pasta?
Any pasta you want. Be creative. Look, here's the deal. If spaghetti noodles work better and you can make it work better, if you want to use a plethora of different noodles, don't eat the noodles. Don't make them wet. Duh. But yeah, glue them on there. You can color them. You can be as creative as you want to be. Lasagna noodles. I don't fucking.
If you use spaghetti noodles, you can wet little parts of it to make it bent.
This is going to be. Now, we want to make sure it's an accurate representation. Again, if you want to, if you want to score bonus points with that, put an actual picture of your actual pussy or your actual dick with it so that we can compare. So we can go, you know what?
Lasagna noodles.
Fine artwork. You have more meat flaps than you're showing here. You need to expand your noodle lips a little. Your noodle lips a little bit more.
And you wonder why we have hate mail.
No shit. Hey, Tim.
I'm sounding uneducated.
Hey, Tim in Pennsylvania.
You sound like a bunch of freaking 5-year-olds.
Tim in Pennsylvania. Yeah, I said noodle lips, fucker. okay, let's move on to another question.
You have 5 minutes till half, so do you want to just
bumble your
way through it?
I don't know. I'm coming up with contests. I don't want to give everything away.
So did you ever answer your question?
Yes, don't use pickup lines.
Oh, was that the original question?
At this point, here's what's funny. I'm sitting there saying, why noodles? No, I'm saying why pickup lines are cheesy, and I'm asking people to send us noodle art.
Can it be a 3D model?
Hey, make sure you insure that when you ship it, because you're going to want that FedEx.
Oh, that could be fragile.
Fragile? You're damn
right. Don't break my boner.
My balls are broken. I'm sorry. It's how it came. We did. Make sure you wrap that in bubble wrap. You know what? For safety, wrap it. Before it's over, we're going to make you condom famous. Put a condom on the 3D noodle dick.
That really won't protect it. You know that, right?
Bubble wrap. What could possibly go wrong? What's going to be the greatest? Is seeing the mailman
pouring out a condom,
seeing the mailman every day is just bringing in FedEx boxes of cocks and sure getting a lot of mail today, Mr. Snodgrass. Yeah, I sure am. I wonder where that's coming from. Some of it rattles. This is gonna be I really want people to send this stuff to us. We will decorate. We will absolutely decorate the studio with this kind of stuff.
I'll make the first one.
Are you gonna, well, a pussy one for you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll make your dick. I don't know.
Think we're putting it in boiling water to wrap hot noodles around it to get a plaster mold.
No, but you could take a spaghetti noodle, make it wet, and then make the vein.
You
what? Just one noodle?
Shut up. No, we need more.
I meant for the vein.
Three lasagna noodles, and we're there. You want a little dick cheese on there? We're not going to cook the dicks. That'd be mean as fuck. Funny, we could put a YouTube video of taking all these cocks that are made of noodle ship and be like, you can be like, nothing like a good meal and putting all these dicks in a boiling water and eat a bag of dicks. You know, we could actually, here's the thing, if we figure this out right, we're going to offer the home make it yourself kit. It'll be like a little art supply thing. So we'll figure out based on the size of your dick. So if you've got an 8-inch stinky dick, you need this many noodles. And we'll put a Casma dick kit together. We'll put them in bags. And it'll be these noodles shipped out. So you too can have loads of fun at home on your own time. God, I'm telling you, that would be the greatest.
Which one would it fit into?
No shit. Let's see. Do you have small lips, big lip, meat hooks? What do you have? Hey, look, there's a whole museum in Iowa based on a dude that sits around all day long and makes these huge structures out of matchbooks.
Matchsticks.
That dude has way more time than whatever.
Massive talent.
Why can we not
but he
find...
sands it.
Why can we not find... It's like our own version of America's Got Talent. We want to find who has the best macaroni art skills in erotica. I'm telling you, this is a future like Playboy Channel thing happening. Erotica art, dick pics, macaroni style. Ba-na-na-na-n.
I'm like, there's erotica art all over the place, but sure.
There will be one,
not
one of those
macaroni.
There will be when one of those dicks break apart. Oh, look, there's dick everywhere. It just spilled all over the fucking
you
floor.
Crack yourself up too much. Is it halftime yet? It's halftime.
Oh, my God. Oh, what?
Halftime.
Oh, fine.
It's halftime.
By the way, make sure you check out our website soon for the dick kit. Make it yourself. Okay. So give us, we're going to take one break. We'll be right back. Hey, would you like to learn more about the Crazy Casba team and the Crazy Truth team, visit us on our website at www.crazycasba.com. You can get updates on where we're going to be, upcoming events, and shop our store for cool swag and merchandise. Remember, your one-stop shop, crazycasba.com. And we're back.
That killed me.
Yeah, I have that down. I know I do. That's, I've been working on that.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so we were supposed to be answering questions.
Okay.
It is kind of what the premise of the show is. Somehow we got all kinds of derailed.
It's because somebody has a little bit of ADD going on. This is where alcohol helps you.
Hookers and blow. Okay, so actually, you know what was funny? We were over at my parents' house today.
Yes,
we are. And there's nothing quite like when, you know, your mother keeps says multiple times, hey, I want to put my flowers out. Go get the hookers out of the shed.
Yeah, she kept saying hookers. And
I kept giggling. I'm just like, please don't say it again. Hookers.
Cole, go get the hookers.
Go get the hookers. I think I even made a joke about, you keep them in the shed? Okay.
did.
They didn't catch it. Probably a good thing.
And I said, go get the hookers.
Go get the hookers. Go get the hookers. And I got the hookers. And they're busy working as we speak. Okay. So actually, the reason I bring that up, hookers.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. There is actually a question that ties in with this.
Okay.
With hookers. Okay. So the question comes from, it's anonymous, from California IA. Okay.
Okay.
They want to, and when you hear the question, you'll understand why it was anonymous.
Okay.
Okay. So their question was that they don't like to, they're a single. They don't like to go to events as a single. Is it wrong to pay a hooker or a call girl to go with them as their date to a lifestyle event so they can go as a couple?
Now, wouldn't that be more be an escort?
Or an, yes.
Or are you guaranteeing that they're going to have sex?
I was just like, okay. And the logic behind this person's thought process, and I get it, was, well, to just ask a random friend to go with you, hey, by the way, I'm into sex parties or I'm into, you know, swinging, that's really hard to do. But if you went with a sex worker, and you could easily, they would have no problem saying to a sex worker, look, there's this lifestyle event I want to go to. It's couples only, or, you know, whatever, because, you know, for the right amount of money, she'll have sex. So the question is that okay to do? I know. Now, here's what's funny. Right now, okay, you guys can all see the sound guy sitting. He's got a perplexed look on his face. You've got a perplexed look on your face. And I got to tell you, of all the, we've been asked a lot of questions a million times. I've never been asked this question before. And to be honest with you, I had never thought of this before. But think this through for a minute. Well, it is fucking hooker, but you're not even this. Why don't you just fuck the hooker? Because you want other strange. I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, this is a unique thing because the reality, we all know in the lifestyle, right? A couple is going to get more play, more action, be more accepted than a single, especially a single male.
So then why don't you hook out a single of the opposite sex to go with you?
Well,
couple's party, because then they know what's expected and they know what, if they want to do it, they can. If they don't want to do it, then fine.
Okay, and that was my thought too. Why not just try to find another single? But, okay, we talk about it because we have a singles page. We have singles on our Crazy Casba page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we've also seen this on our page before. Think about this. A couple's going to go just as, two singles are going to go just as to an event as to be a couple. It has its own set of problems with it. Because they go, they both meet other people, but nobody ends up hooking up, right, with the other people. And then it comes back, well, they agree to share a room. They're going as friends, basically, and it's like, well, there becomes this expectation of, if I don't find another girl to fuck me, and you're not getting laid, well, then we should just fuck.
Well, that should be in ground rules.
It should be, but think about this. Those ground rules are harder when everybody's been drinking, and it's the end of the night, and the problem you have is you have people that do this. We see it at parties all the time. It's happened at Crazy Winter Nights. they don't really know each other that well.
That's true.
So they don't actually know that. They don't know that, hey, you know, you know, if you and I didn't know each other, you don't know for sure that with a couple cocktails in me that I'm still going to be the same polite professional, you know, polite person that I was. Maybe I turn into a raging tool. That's where the dating actually works a little bit, because we get to know each other. You know, you may become just a huge super cunt, or, you know, or we don't know, you know, you don't know that. So I get it, because there's a degree of safety, but here's my fundamental problem with this. Okay. So you're, if you want to pay an escort, a legitimate escort, I suppose that's, I've never had a desire to do that before. I've been fortunate, and that's, I truly believe this, fortunate enough not to be in a situation, you know, you and I were always together. So, but you run a risk factor, even if they're a sex worker, you're bringing in a vanilla. That's the part they don't understand, is they are still a vanilla. Now, there's some, I'm sure on the coast, so I've heard there's some pretty hot fucking sex workers if you want to spend enough money. If you want to spend enough money. But the fear factor becomes then, now it's prostitution. Now, okay, this is this person's business. So while you go off to go fuck, you don't know this person. And I'm not ripping on sex workers, but you know what? You get some hooker off the street, and she sees this as an opportunity to get in there and start making money. And you were the one that brought her in. That becomes, or males, I mean, it can be males too, vice versa. Plus, at some point in time, if the person goes, yeah, well, he paid me to be his date. Now the very fear of what you had going to happen about not anybody talking to you, you're fucked.
So why are we going to a couples only party?
I don't know. He didn't specify that it was couples only.
Is there not single? Is there not some parties where singles are invited?
I think there is. He didn't specify that it was a couples only, but we all know that single males, especially, and anymore, a lot of single females, they don't get the same play or interaction as a couple does. I mean, we get more. People are more accepting. You know, there's a fear factor, but I think part of it is, how much of a tool are you? I mean, that sounds horrible, but
no, that's legit.
I mean, you have to think about it. If you pay somebody, I see more negative things than a positive coming out of it, of bringing somebody, paying a sex worker. Plus, here's the other thing. There's a safety factor. Look, yes, you should be using condoms. Yes, you should be tested. We certainly hope that the sex workers, probably a lot of sex workers, are better about getting tested than a lot of swingers are. But still,
I'd like to think. Hopefully.
You'd like to think, but okay, this is horrible. You get what you pay for.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you want to go on the cheap and you spend $10, that chick ain't getting tested. Okay, I'm sorry.
I say, you know, don't do it.
If you're spending $5,000, you got a better chance. But no, I agree. I think that's an absolute no, you shouldn't.
Because you don't know who they know and who they're going to run and go tell. Or, hey, I went to the sex party, and then it really starts getting around. And
remember your other people there. Again, you're bringing a vanilla in. It's like Tiger Woods having sex with strippers. This is really a good way to put this. Look, if I'm a billionaire, a famous billionaire, right? And I don't feel like I'm getting the affection I need at home, and I'm going to choose one person to go have an affair with, it's probably not going to be the stripper chick at the local strip club, because they're stripping for money. So, you know, when they're talking to their friends later, they might let it slip that they bang Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And then when the National Enquirer, whatever, shows them, goes, hey, here's the deal. How would you like to make $500,000 or whatever it is? That's going to be pretty tempting to do. So that's probably not the best choice of people. Well, it'd be the same thing with a hooker. You're bringing them in. Who knows who they're going to see? And even with you, do you really want them going through your stuff? Do you really want them to know everything about you? Do you want them to be able to come back on you and go, hey, you know what? You're going to pay me, because otherwise I'm going to tell your boss that you paid me to go, you know. Instead, just pick up a coworker. It's way better. Just pick up a coworker instead. I know. I love that question. I was super stoked.
Go on Tinder and find a date.
Well, that's exactly. Use a dating app. There's a lot of places like that. And be honest with your date. That's the other thing. Be honest with your date.
I think even on Pornhub, there's a thing, like a site. Yeah. That they advertise.
Find some other way. So I thought that question was awesome because that's one I never got before.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, pretty good, huh? Let me see your pineapple real quick. Let me play with your pineapples. Oops, hold on. Getting a drink.
This is going to be funny.
That's diet.
It's diet.
Okay, so, all right, so now, that's not one of our sponsors. It's good because it sucks.
You thought it was going to be root beer.
I did think it was going to be root beer, bitch. Okay, so.
I poured it in front of you.
I wasn't paying attention. I was running. I had to get my nails done, my hair done, and we were ready for the show.
Oh, you're such a prima donna.
I am. I'm a princess.
I know.
Ta-da! Okay, so. I thought it was a great question. I'm excited about that question. How uneducated do we sound now, motherfuckers? Okay. All right. So I don't know.
It depends on if they heard the noodle story.
They made it past the first half of the show or tuned us out. Okay. So now, then this really isn't a question. The next thing I have coming up. Okay. This is not a question.
It's not a question.
Well, it's kind of it's not really a question, sort of a question. This is like a public service announcement type
okay.
thing. Okay, so we know in the lifestyle, there are some of the main people in the lifestyle are people that have licenses, right? Nurses, mm-hmm. docs, lawyers, blah, 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 blah. List goes on and on and on, right? Okay, so the problem is some of those professions lend themselves to making dirty jokes. And funny jokes, funny comments, funny whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the example I'm going to give, and I'm doing this as a public service announcement because of one of our very good friends, what this person does, and they're very, very good at it, and they're a very good professional at it, is massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Here's the challenge. It lends itself to jokes. We've all heard the jokes before, right? Mm-hmm. Happy endings, whatever. And so what I want to get out there is, because there's such a use of social media now, right,
mm-hmm.
that when does it go over the line? Okay?
Okay.
When does it go over the line? And I use it as an example because, okay, I used to be in the car business. So we know every stereotype about the car business mm-hmm. out there, right? We're all swingers and kinksters and lifestylers. There's all kinds of rumors. There's all kind of stereotypes about us, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so when you crack fucking jokes and you can either do things to dispel a stereotype or increase a stereotype, right?
Okay.
So here's the thing. One of the things, and you see it with nurses. We also have a couple more. We have a couple morticians on our page. They're another one that has a lot of inappropriate stereotypical jokes about morticians
mm-hmm.
and sex. Okay. So here's what's happened. I understand that people are just trying to have fun sometimes, but every time you take and when you find out somebody does one of these things, a nurse, a mortician, massage therapist, whatever it is, and you take and start bagging on them or start cracking jokes, especially in public or in social media about the stereotypes that go with that, you're actually increasing the chances of those people, well, putting those people in danger. Okay.
Okay.
So, and I know right now the sound guy's looking at me, the world famous sound guy's like, looking at me like, what do you mean? Let me give you an example. We talked about one time in one of the kick groups talked about what was the biggest fear of being outed.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you afraid of being outed? And everybody said all their different reasons about being outed, like family to know, friends to know, whatever the case. What did you say the biggest fear you had about being outed?
It's not judgment of other people. It's the people that don't know you and what they think they can do to you.
Right. Safety.
Mm-hmm.
Safety factor. It's the same thing applies with some of these other professions, with some of the other stereotypical jokes that can go with it. Because what it does is, in the lifestyle, we're a community, right? We're a mm-hmm. family. We're a community. So we tend to help each other out in terms of, hey, I own a tire store. Hey, I just blew a tire. Hey, we should
hook me up.
Hook me up, right? Well, it's the same thing with some of these other types of professions. And the problem is that when you take and continue to push that stereotype of happy endings and all that kind of crap, what you're actually doing is there are people in the lifestyle that don't understand the difference between real and a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what in turn you're doing is you're planting a seed to some of these people that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That it puts them in the same jeopardy as like you talked about with being outed. What do they think they can get away with? What do they think they can mm-hmm. accept? And the reality of it is that, look, these people, the professions we do outside of the lifestyle is a hobby. There's like 10 people in the world that the lifestyle is their business. I'm one of them. Yeah. It's what I do all day. Okay. But most people, it's a hobby. So when that hobby takes and can interfere and goes and starts to drift into the real world, that's where things have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop. And so in the lifestyle, you know, is there a point where a joke goes too far? Yes. Old jokes are just that they're old. Stop doing them. Stop taking and perpetuating old stereotypes like that. Because what happens is the folks that are in those professions and do that are going to, they're going to back away.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be in the lifestyle. They're not going to want to be a part of it because it puts them in a precarious situation. It's like walking up to, you find out somebody's a nurse and going, oh, so that means you can steal all the good drugs from the patients. Well, you wouldn't fucking say that. That's retarded,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the same type of thing. It's the same type of deal. So you have to, we have a responsibility in the lifestyle to somewhat be smart and to make sure that we're not pushing those types of stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
So see, it's kind of a question. I mean, can something go too far? Yes, it can. Even in the lifestyle, the sound guy's like, no, that makes no sense. But the question is, can you take something too far, even in the lifestyle? People don't believe that you can. They think the lifestyle, there's like no end.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
You guys both want me to go back to macaroni art, don't you?
Well, no, I was just trying to piece together all the stuff that you put together. You know, huh? It's like all those that expect would think that for a massage therapist to give a happy ending, and then you're going, ooh, I want a massage, and I'll pay you X amount to give me a massage, and then they're waiting at the end going, well, where is it? No, that puts their license in jeopardy. They're not going
to
do it.
Yeah, that's not that. That goes back to the hooker question. That's not what they are. No. Yeah, it just is what it is. The thing is we have a responsibility, safety of our members,
mm-hmm.
safety of the people in the lifestyle, and not, you just can't, people don't ever know when to quit. This has been a huge thing the past couple of weeks here. We've been dealing with this a lot, with people, what started off as innocent fun gets just beat into the ground. And so then people don't ever know when to quit, and it's just like, and then in turn, it creates drama, it creates uncertainty, it creates uncomfortableness for people. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, can things go too far? Absolutely. It's kind of like if I had started, you know, went even further with the macaroni art, you know, that could have went, God knows where that could have went to.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. And people have to take and keep that in consideration and keep that in mind all the way across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Some random thoughts by Cole. I'm a big squirrel, kids. I don't know. It is what it is.
You are a random squirrel.
What? Oh, wait.
Don't touch it.
Okay.
Just look.
Okay, so as you guys, a lot of you guys know, we have our world famous crazy Chasma Seeker Facebook page, and so we go live when we're with them, and that's exactly right. Dan says, the person who is getting offended also needs to speak up and ask it to stop. No means no in all aspects in this life. So that is exactly right. We did a whole show last week on consent, and that is exactly right. You need to let people know.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's being over the top, even on social media, let a moderator know.
Or you can even comment to the bottom. That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Whatever. Yeah, let it be known, because that you're exactly right. No means no. It doesn't just mean in face-to-face. Mm-hmm. In the lifestyle, there is no exception. There is no other rules. No means no. Except when you guys tell me I can't talk about shit on the show, and then I tell you, fuck you, I'll do whatever I want. Come on, you want to say something about it? I'm trying to egg you on now.
Quit poking my boob.
You don't ever say that. Normally. Well, I have to stop now. But look, see, here's the thing. Now I'll touch your arm because she said, quit poking my boob. And even though we're married, no means no. I wish he was rubbing your pineapple. Oh, Lord. All right.
I'm trying to think how I can make that sexual. And I can't think.
Yeah. So, good deal. All right. Well, here's the deal. That's a great place to stop. We got to get this macaroni art going now. I'm on a mission from
this.
I'm
on it, boss.
Okay. Yeah, we're good to go. All right. So, again, hey, don't forget to visit our good friends at Natural Pines Resort, the adult playground, over 128 acres for all kinds of fun. Visit them, www.naturalpinesresort.com. Make sure you let them know Casba sent you. Hey, their weekends are filling up fast, so make sure that you get out to visit them as soon as possible and get naked and have some fun. Also, don't forget to visit our website, www.crazycasba.com. We've got all kinds of stuff on there. We've got new stuff going on there daily. Well, not daily, but it will be. And so visit there and shoot us a note. Let us know how you feel. All right, you're going to want to make sure you go visit our YouTube channel and subscribe. We've got some exciting new features getting ready to roll out, and you're going to want to be a part of those. So go to www.youtube.com/C/Casba, K-A-S-B-H. And if you like what you hear, visit our Patreon, www.patreon.com/crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, Casba, K-A-S-B-H. And you can also follow us on Twitter. That would be @truthcrazy. You can follow us on Instagram at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, _Casba, K-A-S-B-H. Don't forget to sign up on our YouTube or on our Facebook page, which would be Crazy Truth. And you can always send us emails. We love your emails at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, .Casba, K-A-S-B-H, @gmail.com. And don't forget, everybody needs some Crazy Truth merch. That's right. We've got merchandise. Go to teespring.com/stores/crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y _truth. Anyways, until next time, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever will. Casma style, out.
Bye.